However, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo imeno af shtar nekach u'menchar. Even a star of a sale, ein kaisvin, we do not rewrite up a second one. And v'chein hoyu Rav Shimon ben Gamliel lo imer that ha noisein ma'aton lechaveroi. If somebody gives a present to his friend, and he gives it to him with a shtar, like, I want to give you my house for a present, so I give you the shtar, I give you the piece of paper saying that I'm giving over the house to you, kinyan shtar. And then the person, after he receives the shtar, then he gives it back to you. So lochar is chazra matanosai, that the matana is returned. In other words, you could return the matana. So that's what we're afraid about a shtar mecher also, according to Shimon Gamliel. It may be true you first bought this shtar, you bought this property, and a person gave you a shtar, but right after you received the shtar, you gave it back. And we'll soon see he holds that oisias niknas b'mesira, that if I give you back the shtar, you take back the property. So we're afraid maybe the property was already returned, and therefore we cannot write you up a second shtar. And that is halacha, that matnosa is also chozo matnosa. However, the Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, you should now know, matnosai kayemis. That once I give you a present and you receive it, it's yours. The present is yours. Like Rashbam says, matnosai kayemis. El im kein, if you want to return it, you know what you have to do? Chazer u'machro, you have to resell it to me. Make up a new shtar. Oy nostan le b'kinyin gomer, or else let's make a new kinyin. Oy b'shtar chodesh, a new shtar. K'din l'keich u'mecha, like a new mechira. In other words, if I give you a shtar and you accept it, it's yours. The present is yours. If you want to return it to me, you have to make a new kinyan. It's something new. Write up a new shtar, make a new ma'aseh mechira. But just to return back the shtar that I gave you, the Chum said nothing doing. Once I gave it to you, it's yours. That piece of paper now, you return it, means nothing. That's the machlekes of Shimon ben Gamliel, we'll soon see, and the Chum. Now, what did we say before? Chutz min achrayi shabai. That if somebody bought a house, and then he complains to say, he lost the shtar, I don't have my shtar, I lost my shtar. And two eidim say, yes, we know that you bought the house and you had a shtar. So we have before, we are allowed to write up for him a second shtar, but we do not write achrayis. Achrayis we do not put into the shtar. That's what I said before. Omamah, chutz min achrayi shabai. Now the Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason? How come when we write up now the second shtar that you bought this house, that this house belongs to you, why don't we put achrayis? Like when you first bought it, you bought it the achrayis. The achrayis means, let's say the person that sold it to you is a big baal chayv, he owes people money, and he can't pay them up, so they're going to come and take away this house because he owes it to them. So in case the house is taken away from you, you have an achrayis, a guarantee that the moicher is going to have to give you back the money. So if that was in the first shtar, why don't we write this up now in the second shtar? Tomorrow says, Omar of Safra Lefi Shein Kaisfin Shnei Shtaris Al Soda Achas. Because Bechlal, we can't have two good shtaris on one field. We do not write up, we don't give a person two shtaris saying that he owns the field. Tashban says, Shein Yichtav Lo Shtar Achar. Because if we're going to write you another shtar, Chashinim were afraid, Dilma Osi Bal Choy V'Torof Le Lahai Soda, like we'll soon see the whole case. We're afraid that the field will be taken away from you, and then you go and collect the field a second time, shleikadin. So we never give a person two shtaris saying that he owns this field. Why? Dilma may be ozol balchoy. You bought the field off Reuven. You went and bought a house off Reuven. We have to be afraid maybe Reuven owes people money, and the balchoy is the people that Reuven owes money to. They go to Reuven. Reuven is broke right now. He has no money. So what do? They come and take the house away from you. So you have to be afraid. Dumul ozal bal chayv. Maybe the bal chayv of Reuben will come. Torah fulay lahay. He'll take away the field from you. The yozal hay. Now this person, even after it's taken it away, he still has another shtar saying that he bought a field off Reuben. Ul mafikchad. He'll take out another shtar that he has for torah lekuchos, and he'll take away from lekuchos. In other words, this Reuven sold other property to somebody else later on. So he's going to come out now with a second shtar that the shtar says that Reuven sold him property. So he has another shtar now saying that second property belongs to him. For Torah Lekuchais, and that Shalekidin. So therefore we're always afraid to let a person hold on to two shtaris that he owns the field. So Yom Le'le Balchayv, now he'll tell the Balchayv like this. There's the first Bal Chayv that's taken away the property from him, will tell him like this: I'll make up a deal with you. Shoifli, right now be quiet, don't say anything. Tiyekim bo, like you take the field now and hold on to the field. Vahoda later, Tor Tirfon, Omafik Achrino, later will come and take away the field. Vahoda also, Torv Lukucha Sachrini, and then I'll come and take away the Kuchais a second time. In other words, when the Baal Chayv comes to you right now, you tell the Baal Chayv, right now be quiet. Let's wait. Don't do anything right now. Be quiet. I have two shtaros right now, so what I'll do is I'll take away a second field from somebody else that bought it off Reuven, Shalai Kedin. And when things quiet down, when I get back that field, then I'll let the Baal Chayv come and take back his first field. So that's why we're afraid we don't let him hold on to two shtaros. The Mar says though, but Vechivan the Quran in the shtaros the Malva, but Mahod the Taraflay. But no, like once the Malva, once the Baal Chayv comes and collects his money, so the locher is like the Malva, we rip up his shtar. The Baal Chayv is the Malva, like I lent money to Reuven, Reuven owes it to me. He can't pay it back, so I take away his shtaros. But once the Malva is paid up, we always rip up the shtar. So anyway, he can't collect the second time. What should be the whole problem here? The Chitav made you tell me the Lake Karano that here we're talking about, we do not rip up the shtar of the Malva. The Rav said, like the Baal Chayv is in the Kamaisa, by the first time, we rip up his shtar. So he can't come and collect a second time. I've Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said like this: Kol Tirfa. Anytime Bezdin has the right, Tirfa means that when somebody can't pay up money, so Bezdin goes writes up a shtar Tirfa for the Malva, that he has the right to go down to the property of the Leiva and look all over to see which property he wants to take. In other words, Reuben owes you $1,000. Reuben says he has no money to pay it back to you. So Bezdin says, okay, we'll give you a shtar tirfa. Now you have a right to go down and take away his property. So any time Bezdin writes up a shtar tirfa, that means to give you the right to go down to his property. So called tirfa de lekosebe karana l'shtara de malva lav tirfu. But before Bezdin gives the malva the right to go down to his property, what we do first is we have to rip up your first shtar milva. So you shouldn't come and collect a second time. Like, true, we're giving you a shtar now, you have a right to go down to the Leibis field, to take away his fields, but at the same time, we have to first rip up that shtar milva to make sure you won't collect it a second time. The chol adrachto, adrachto is another type of a shtar, that when Bezdin goes down, like, we want to sell Reuven's property. So we make an announcement, and we put it up for 30 days to see who wants to get the best sale. Like, we put a sign up, house for sale, to see who gets the best property. The best price. So when you ever write a shtar drachta, the same thing. Lakosa be karano a tirfa lava drachti. We don't say, listen, we're going to rip up the tirfa. The tirfa is time to go down to look over which field you want. Then they write up in a drachta to see the best price. So when they start to make the best price, then they have to rip up the shtar tirfa, that you should not have the right to take away more property. And then after they make the drachta, then v'chol shuma. Then they actually value how much the property is worth to see how much you're going to get. So the chol shumud lekosavei karanu ladrachta. Anytime they go to value the actual field, again, if we do not rip up that shtar adrachta, lav shuma means nothing. So the kids, so we see whenever Bezdin does anything for the malva that he could collect his money, we always make sure, take precaution, that he can't collect a second time. We make sure that his first shtar is ripped up. So if his first shtar is ripped up, what's the problem here that this lokeach should have two shtaros, that the property belongs to him? The Baal Chayv can't collect twice anyway. Sumar says, Latzricha, the case here is talking about Tekosi Mikoyach Avasa. Here, when this lokeach is saying that the field belongs to him, he's not saying that he bought the field. And then it's a shayla, Baal Chayv will come and take it away. But he's saying he got a Matmas Avasa, he got a Bateros Yerusha. Like he's saying, this field is mine, Bateros Yerusha. Rishbam says, "Mishani lo tzricho to yosam mekay chavasa lekachen kaisvin shnei shtaros." Therefore, since you're saying this field belongs to you because you received it from your father, so if you lost a shtar, we do not write a second one. Techashinam, we're afraid dilma may be lav mekay chalvo yavav yitrav leyavav yarer kizu asad gezulam miyavoysov zeh shemachru locha veivi uedim kizeh asad avoysov. Kids, in a case where it's a shell, if they stole your father's field and sold it, so in such a case, if you hold on to two shtaros, Here we're afraid maybe you collect two times. This is the case that we do not let you have two shtaros. Well, not that you bought the field, but your time in the field always belonged to your father. And other people are saying no, that your father stole it from us, and you need a shtar saying it belongs to you. So there we're afraid to give you two shtaros, you may collect two fields. Oh, Malay Ravacha Midisla Ravino, Fala Malay Lamay Malay Labal Choy. Like we said at the beginning, what are we afraid about? That the one that bought the field is going to say to the Baal Choyv, Shoifli Bahayarya. Listen, wait, don't take away the field from me right now. The Yekimbo, let me stay here a little bit. Tevigle, what does the Lakech have to say to the Baal Choyv? Tevigle, that the Chivon the Noka Tresh Torah, Torah Vahad the Torah. Stam, if the Lakech has two Shtoras, Let the Baal Choyv take away the property right now, and right after that, he'll go and take away another property. Like, what does he have to tell the Baal Choyv to wait a while? What do we got to keep things quiet for? Right away, go and take away two properties. Tzmura says, no, that like he's a good business deal, that he wouldn't do. Because, in Cain, if so, nefish yalei baladinim. He'll have too many people come to complain about him. Doesn't want to have a Baal Choyv saying you owe me this property, or another person saying you're taking away this property like a din. If he's going to have too many din terrorists here, too many people involved, he may get caught. So therefore what he tells the first Baal Choyv is, wait till everything calms down, and then I'll let you take this field quietly, and then we're afraid since he has another shtar, he'll collect the second field like a din. Fred Gemara though, but still, what are we afraid about again? The first guy says he bought a field, and I lost my shtar, and do me a favor, write me up a second one. So what should we be afraid about? So Gemara says, v'lichtov. Still, let's write him up a second shtar. V'lichtov l'hai shtarim alyo, v'lichtov tavro l'moicher. And we'll write a tavro like a receipt to the moicher. In other words, we're going to write up a new shtar to the lakeach. That lakeach claims he lost his first shtar that he bought. So when we're true, we'll write you up a second shtar. But at the same time, we'll give a receipt back to the Meicher as if to say, you should know, you sold this field and that's it. You're already Yetzer. The person received the field that you sold him. So why is it enough to write a tab or to write a receipt? The licht of Tavra Lameicher. Samar says, Kol Shtoro, the Diafkun Alar Yedo, Psulin Lavar, Mindefik Vizman Edo. Now let's write a receipt saying, now listen, that this is the only field that I'm giving to you with the shtar. And if you come with any other shtar at a different time, you have no right to get it. This is the only property I'm giving to you. So then we have nothing to worry about. If we write up a second shtar mechira, but we write clearly that this is the only property you'll be able to receive, so what are we afraid about? Gemara says, Omer Rabon and Kaimad Rapopo, Fiyamrila, and some say Kaimad Ravashi, that Zaysimeris. And here we see a clear proof that the Lachar is, Ain Kaisvin Shaiva, no. Once, if you give somebody a shtar saying you bought this field, so we do not give the seller a receipt as if to say he already gave away the field he's supposed to. Ain Kaisvin Shaiva, that's not the way Bezdin does. Nashtam says, even some achlokes tanoim, umatis, and pirik, mishtoi, a voice, diklaman diyom, ain Kaisvin Shaiva, sir, lishmor, we don't write receipts, so they have to watch it from the akvorim. But over here, by shtam mecher, everybody holds ein kaisvin. When you're on a sale of a property, there's no such thing as we give back a receipt to the moich as if to say the lakeh can't collect a second time. That's why we're still again afraid not to let lakeh have two shtaros. Omlu, he says back, no. The yalma may be your love.